Blackstone Audio presents Beautiful Maria of My Soul, or The True Story of Maria Garcia y Cifuentes, The Lady Behind a Famous Song. A novel by Oscar Gijuelos. To the memory of August Wilson and Guillermo Cabrera Infante. Part 1. Cuba, 1947. Chapter 1. Over 40 years before, when Néstor Castillo's future love, Juan María García y Cifuentes, left her beloved Valle in the far west of Cuba, she could have gone to the provincial capital of Pinar del Río, where her prospects for finding work might be as good or bad as in any place. But because the truck driver who'd picked her up one late morning, his gargoyle face hidden under the lowered brim of a lacquered cane hat, wasn't going that way, and because she'd heard so many things, both wonderful and sad, about Havana, Maria decided to accompany him, that cab stinking to high heaven from the animals in the back and from the thousands of hours he must have driven that truck with its loud diesel engine and manure-stained floor without a proper cleaning. He couldn't have been more simpatico, and at first he seemed to take pains not to stare at her glorious figure, though he couldn't help but smile at the way her youthful beauty certainly cheered things up. Okay, he was missing half his teeth, looked like he swallowed shadows when he opened his mouth, and had a bulbous, knobbed face, a sort of ugly man, somewhere in his 40s or 50s, she couldn't tell, who could never have been good-looking, even as a boy. Once he got around to tipping up his brim, however, she could see that his eyes were spilling over.